Tell me, what is this research, this coming human enhancement evolution and revolution?
You know, this is something I've been involved with now for about 20 years. I can't seem, for whatever reason, to be able to get away from the research, but what has made it more expedient now have been, over the last 24 months, several government reports, statements by the Pentagon that literally are describing the human enhancement revolution as being right around the corner, and for military purposes, George, they're looking at it as potentially the next arms race. And so what happened in the writing of that book, Forbidden Gates, that we just put out, is that I got all of the information I had done in the past that had to do with things we've talked about before, ancient history, the gods who came down, the genetic alteration that was involved in all of that, and started looking at it through the prism of these, you know, these statements coming out now. The U.S. National Intelligence Council, the European Institute for Security Studies, there's a U.S. There's a new National Science Foundation report, Ethics of Human Enhancement, 25 Questions and Answers, in which they are saying that the human enhancement revolution is right around the corner. In fact, cosmologically speaking, George, it's the day after tomorrow. This is what they're saying. That in fact, two of the government reports point to the year 2012, that soon, and saying that really any time after that, all bets are off.
That is something. This is happening way too fast, Tom, isn't it?
Well, I just, look, it's coming. Well, the genetic sciences have been systematically developing genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, and this year major breakthroughs in synthetic biology from the J. Craig Venter Institute. In fact, I thought it was interesting. I did not get to hear the first part of the show this evening, and I also didn't get to hear anything about the NASA press conference, but I went online real fast before coming on with you, and I understand that they're talking about a new form of life, an arsenic-based form of life. And I'm sure you guys probably have been talking about that for the whole first part of this show this evening, but it just shows you that, you know, life doesn't fit as neatly into the little box that we've always tried to say that it does. And as we're learning some of these issues, we're also ultimately going to apply it to the alteration of humankind. And that's what's being said. In fact, the whole point with the Pentagon, this actually revolved around what was, quote, supposed to be a leaked document from the Jasons, the highest think tank, the celebrated scientists at the Pentagon's most prestigious scientific advisory panel, that they had created a special report for the Pentagon in which they're saying that that our enemies, and i.e. they're talking about China in particular, that our enemies are developing this technology right now, human enhancement, and especially cognitive enhancement, brain-machine interfacing, that sort of thing, and that they will get ahead of us in this technology unless we also fund it, stay ahead of it, and keep our spies on the ground in other countries to see how their technology is advancing. And I said a, quote, leaked document, because the document was leaked to Wired magazine, who then turned around and wrote an article called Top Pentagon Scientists Fear Brain-Modified Foes. But I think it was intentionally leaked. I think for the same reason I was on another show a few days ago and somebody said, well, if you're out here talking about this, you're sharing these government documents and you're providing downloads and putting links in your book and all that to these government reports, why doesn't somebody in the government come after you and shut you up? And I said, well, I think it's because I'm actually serving a purpose. If this is coming as quickly as what some of these think tanks within the government believe that it is, and we can see the funding even in this year's DARPA budget for human enhancement, they if it's coming that quickly, they've got to start educating the public about the human enhancement revolution and getting them used to the idea, because it takes time for people, you know, to adapt certain things like this to their world views. So I think the document, the Wired magazine, was leaked on purpose. I think that's why nobody's touched me, because they need the public to become aware of what's happening and how quickly it's going to unfold.
Absolutely. Tommy, I don't know if you saw the movie Iron Man 2, but it had to do basically with human enhancement and in a big way. And the crux of the movie was They wanted to have soldiers, enhanced soldiers, robotics, but enhanced nonetheless. And it's moving along in a very quick way. This type of soldier technology, is that fueling all of this? Is that what is pushing this faster and faster?
Well, certainly, the general answer to that question would be certainly, because that's where, you know, the money is. That's where the billions of dollars over the last 20 years have been flowing into this research, cognitive research. And what the Jasons are worried about is that our adversaries are going to get ahead of that. They're going to exploit human performance modification and then become a threat to national security. Of course, you know, some of the other people I talk to, they say, well, that's always what the government says. They always say if we don't get ahead of somebody else, they'll do it ahead of us. But we use it maybe for control tactics. Who knows? I mean, but, you know, there's so much stuff in the air. All I can take is the reports at face value. And the bottom line is the Jason's part of it concern neuropharmaceutical performance enhancement, in other words, brain computer interfacing. But then there was another conference that was recently hosted, I think May or June of this year, that was hosted in Washington, D.C., called Warring Futures, a future tense event, how biotech and robotics are transforming today's military, but how that is going to change the rest of us. And people can Google that and look it up and go there and watch the videos, because this was not, these were not hay flickers. This was an impressive list. In Washington, D.C., Vice Admiral Joseph Dyer, the U.S. Navy retired guy that's the president of the Government Industrial Robotics Division at iRobot, you know, that has all the giant contracts with DARPA. Major General Robert E. Schmindel, the USMC lead for the 2010 Quadrennial Defense Review. In fact, for that matter, John Mogford, the acting deputy director of the Defense Sciences offices at DARPA. This only happened like 90 days ago, and the whole purpose behind that conference in Washington, D.C. was to say, yes, it's being funded by the military, but what happens on the battlefield, what might change in asymmetrical warfare, is going to spread into the culture at large. What gets perfected there is going to be used here. And I took that to mean a couple of things. One, you start enhancing soldiers, but then the technology takes off and maybe becomes the new dream child for saving, you know, our bankrupt financial situation around the world. And so now IBM's implanting chips in everybody's brains or something. But I also took it to mean that, like, you know, here a couple of years ago, George, remember they came out with the non-lethal acoustic weapons and all that, and they said they're going to test it in Iraq. But then, lo and behold, they come over here, start using the against the political dissidents. So what happens in the battlefield gets funded in that way, gets perfected, but then it has a strange way of crawling over into the culture at large.
What are they working on, Tom, that really hasn't been brought to the forefront yet that might be 10 years out?
Well, biological enhancement. So if a person went to Google tonight, they could type in things about robotics, they'd find there's an article out today at St. Petersburg Time called Could Robots Take Over the World, in which they're basically predicting a Terminator society with inside of 10 years, but some of those robotics are going to be interfaced with human biological matter.